Northern Rivers region of New South Wales, battered by a natural disaster of unprecedented proportions. The words of the New South Wales Emergency Services Minister, Steph Cook, yesterday. And the Minister joins me now. Good morning, Minister.
Good morning, Richard. It's good to be with you.
Yeah, likewise. Good to talk to you. Thank you very much for your time. Obviously pretty busy. Look, maybe a place to start. I know you put out a press release yesterday. The State Emergency Operations Centre has been reactivated at Homebush, obviously in response to the flooding emergency. In the past, it's been used to coordinate response to bushfires and also the pandemic, COVID-19. How exactly does this State Emergency Operations Centre work, and why is it better than, you know, individual departments working, trying to coordinate? But you've got them all together there, I gather.
Absolutely. We've got them all together. I'm out here at the moment, actually, Richard, and we've got all of our government agencies here, our emergency services people. Everyone's under one roof. And it allows for very, very good communication. It's a one-stop shop, really, and it allows us to respond very quickly to what is an unfolding disaster, that started in the north of the state and will begin to track south.
Well, the weather, I heard earlier there were predictions that certainly as far as Brisbane goes and the Northern Rivers area, that maybe more rain might appear in the next few days. It does seem to have eased overnight.
Yes, I'm very pleased to report that for now, at least, the rain has eased up in that part of the world, which is very important because up until sort of just after lunch yesterday, we couldn't get aircraft up into the air to rescue people. So it was all weather dependent, of course. So we're able to now this morning, starting at 8 o'clock or thereabouts, we'll have flights up, and it's our intention to, turn our attentions again and still to saving lives and keeping people safe. So the rain is easing up there. It's fantastic news from that perspective, even if it only is for a short time. But as we know, that weather system is now moving south and heading towards that Newcastle area.
We've certainly seen and heard of many people being rescued from rooftops and families actually sheltering under solar panels on roofs. Are there still many people unaccounted for?
Well, look, we still don't know that, Richard. What I can ask people to do, please, is that there is a particular number, which I'll read out for you. 1-800-227-228. Now, that is the number that people need to ring if they have concerns about a loved one that they have been unable to make contact with. And the people on the other end of that line will be able to search through evacuation centres and use their local knowledge to help locate people whose whereabouts we are unsure of at this stage.
Okay, that number again is 1-800-227-228. Now, I know already, we heard from Josh Frydenberg earlier this morning, there are 9 New South Wales LGAs that are now eligible for that federal disaster recocovery payment. That's $1,000, I think, and $400. $1,000 for adults and $400 for children. That's federal funding. Now, at this stage, you will have to wait for disaster declarations to be made before assistance measures will be declared for affected areas. Is that correct, Minister?
Yes, Richard, but I can confirm that's well and truly in hand. From a New South Wales perspective, I've signed all of the necessary paperwork that needs to be executed, and that's currently sitting with the feds. Not buck passing. The feds have been absolutely fantastic right from the get-go. I've got a great working relationship with Bridget McKenzie. The Prime Minister and the Premier have been in lockstep from the start, and we expect those natural disaster declarations to come through very, very soon.
All right, and once those disaster declarations are made, then you'll be able to announce assistance measures for, individuals, families, businesses, primary producers, just about everybody that's eligible.
Absolutely.
All right. Look, I did speak off air with Steve Krieg, the mayor of Lismore, and he's very new to local council. He was elected in December. I think he's only had 2 council meetings, but one of the things he was campaigning on is mitigating flood. Very difficult to do, but in Lismore itself, the CBD is now underwater, but it does seem to happen quite frequently. I mean, how do we mitigate floods in that Northern Rivers area of New South Wales and also southeast Queensland? It happens on a regular basis. How can we overcome this?
Well, I think for now, Richard, the focus has got to get our communities through this current event, and then we'll take a breath on the other side of that and see what more can be done. Because you're right, these events are when they do occur are occurring with increasing severity, and we need to ensure that our communities are prepared and resilient for these types of events going forward.
And a special shout out to all those involved with SES and ADF personnel, I believe, are on the ground in the Lismore Northern Rivers area, Minister.
Oh my goodness, the help that we are getting up in that area is just phenomenal. But I think we absolutely must start with our more than 550 SES volunteers. These guys have been at it for one natural disaster after another for the last 2 years. Many SES volunteers from that region have headed out west, even in the lead up to this, because we've had flooding going on for months out in western New South Wales. And, you know, they no sooner come home and they're dealing with a disaster of this magnitude. They're tired, but they just won't give up. They will keep going. And we're so grateful to them, but also to the rest of the emergency services organisations who are backing in the SES, who are the combat agency. They're doing a fantastic job. Everyone is really, really helping us. And, of course, we do have that assistance from the ADF, which is always welcome.
Right. And, look, I believe the most recent evacuation orders were issued for Ballina and nearby townships in the Ballina area. And obviously, you know, from your point of view, Minister, heed those evacuation orders. But I, as I understand it, some people don't. What's your message to those people?
Look, I think anyone who is the subject of an evacuation order needs to leave. There is a very good reason why we put out an evacuation order, and that is because we believe that the conditions are such that your life or the life of your family members or, in fact, our volunteers will come, you know, it could come into peril. So please leave. And if you are the subject of an evacuation warning, which is one level below, please pack a bag and be ready to go at short notice. What the last 36 hours has demonstrated is that the situation can escalate very, very quickly. So we need people to be ready to go.
And just finally, look, if anybody does need urgent assistance, what's your message to those people?
My message to anyone who needs urgent assistance is to call 000.
Great. Thank you very much for your time this morning, Minister.
Thank you very much, Richard.
That's Steph Cook, who's the New South Wales Minister for Emergency Services and Resilience. And again, that number, if you're concerned about somebody who you cannot get in touch with, a loved one, family member, whatever, that number to call again is 1-800-227-228.